How can you, as a frontline supervisor, deal with dominant personalities on your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today's episode is that difficult task of dealing with dominant personalities. Now, keep in mind that there are really two types of defensiveness that people use to protect themselves: passive defensive and aggressive defensive. Now, we're not focusing on the passive defensive, but that simply means that the person protects themselves by laying low and following the rules and checking in with you needlessly. We're going to focus today on the aggressive folks. So how do you deal with those dominant and aggressive peers, team members, and even managers? Well, the first tip that I have for dealing with a dominant personality is to be direct. Really, those aggressive people only understand it when you are very blunt and direct. That does not mean you have to be inflammatory. You do have to be direct. And that means not beating around the bush and saying, "Hey, the way that you spoke to me in that meeting is unacceptable, and I won't accept it any further in the future." That's being direct. The second tip for dealing with a dominant or aggressive person is using facts and evidence. See, aggressive people don't like to argue with the facts. So if you present them the data that you have about their behavior or the impact, or there might be video footage or examples, then once they see that there's enough facts and evidence, they're going to suddenly realize that they're not going to win this battle. And that brings me to the third tip that I want to fold in here, is you need to give them the opportunity to withdraw gracefully and save face. Now let me connect those last two together. When I've used facts and evidence and it becomes apparent to them that they cannot win the argument, they're going to get in this state where they're afraid of being embarrassed. And if you're an aggressive person who likes to show strength and dominance, you never really want to show your weak side. So with you as the leader, if you want them to be able to save face, you want to give them the chance to withdraw or change their mind. You see, a hyper-competitive person needs to win at all costs, and if they can't win, they'd rather not play. So you want to give them that chance to withdraw their concern and to back down and save face. Now you might say, "Well, why wouldn't I just rub it in and make them suffer from this? After all, I've been suffering from their aggressiveness." Well, as a supervisor, as a frontline leader, you're playing a long game here. It's not about winning the little skirmishes. It's about winning the overall battle. And when you've learned how to deal with dominant personalities more successfully, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that through our many tools and resources and training programs available on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And what I'd really like to ask of you is that if you could go on to either YouTube or the blog that we have or the podcast, wherever you are listening or watching this, we'd love to hear a review from you and a rating, because it helps increase the prominence of our recordings for other people to enjoy these tips as well. And of course, if I can be of any assistance to you, make sure to reach out to me, and I look forward to be your partner in leadership performance.